All right, we're back now with the St. John's Prep Athletic Director, Jamison Pelkey. And Jamison, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Well, you know you've been at the prep for a while, and we've had you on with Bill Newell and so on. But your first year as head man, kind of an easy transition from Jim O'Leary to COVID?
Yeah. Not too many bumps along the way.
No, not at all. How would you summarize the first year? Because I think the big thing was, you know, all the changes that happened over last summer, then into September. And then football, you know, plus or minus, we didn't know if that was going to go. But in the interim, the kids adjusted very well. And overall, across the North Shore, the coaches did a fabulous job.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it was a team effort to be able to, you know, put together what we did last year. You know, there's a lot of, you know, newness to it. You know, a lot of checks and balances that we had to go through. You know, throughout the, not only the beginning part of the year, but throughout the course of the year, you know, from the start to finish. So, you know, everybody just buying in, you know, knowing that things are going to take a little longer than normal, to start seasons, to check kids off, medically, you know, dealing with all the, you know, the COVID protocols that we have put in place, with COVID testing and those kind of things. So, you know, there was a lot of patience needed by all, and I think that, you know, our coaches did a great job, you know, leading by example and kind of paving the path for their kids and the student athletes that they work with, you know, throughout the course of their seasons to, you know, to overall have a great, you know, great year to be able to be out there and to compete and play games, you know, and things, you know, I don't want to say opened up, but, you know, we were able to play, you know, a few more schools towards the end of the school year in the springtime, just outside of our, you know, the Catholic Conference League and those games that we were playing for the most part of the school year last year. So to be able to have the tournaments at the end of the spring season and to win a couple of state championships there with some of our spring offerings was a nice way to finish up.
Well, it's such a competitive league across the spectrum for all your sports, and you guys have maintained such an amazing, amazing record over the years with your student athletes. The transition from moving up to the full-time athletic director's job, you know, this is kind of a loaded question, but do you think with all the experience that you've had in the past that it really helped you, you know, navigate this COVID crisis?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the experience here, just, you know, working alongside Jim and, you know, Ann when she was here, Ann Edgerton, when I first started out and, you know, gaining that experience was, you know, extremely, you know, valuable for me personally and professionally. And, you know, I work alongside some great guys within the league to be able to, you know, throw ideas off of them and to have discussions, you know, because there was a lot of newness for everyone over the last year or so here with things that we had to put in place and you know, protocols that we had to follow and guidelines that were set, you know, not only amongst school but within our league and throughout the state. So, you know, that experience along with working with those, you know, other ADs, not only in the league but, you know, others in the state that I have conversation with has been extremely, you know, helpful and valuable for me.
As you get kids who want to come to the prep one way or another, how valuable is it to have someone like Pat Connaughton, among others, who regularly check in with the school and with the area?
Extremely valuable. You know, and Pat's a great example. He's a great guy. He's, you know, down to earth. You have a conversation with him at any point. And, you know, we just watched him on TV just a few weeks ago in an NBA championship. So, he's actually going to be coming out here to school on Friday to do a little program here and have the trophy out here. So we're going to be sharing that information with our school community here later today. But, you know, having that, you know, that Pat as a resource, other alumni, notable alumni that we have playing in, you know, professional leagues currently and in the past, you know, is extremely, you know, helpful and beneficial for our program here. You know, we've established a leadership program that we started a few years ago through, you know, Bill O'Brien helping out with that and getting that program up and running. So what our focus here this year is going to be is bringing alumni in to be able to talk to teams and programs. You know, so, you know, I'll work with Brian in regards to getting a football alum to be able to come in and talk with the kids and the program at some point during the fall season. I'll work with Dave Kroll, our soccer coach, to do the same thing. And I'm going to do that with all of our coaches and programs here throughout the course of the year.
Wow.
So to be able to do that and utilize those resources is extremely beneficial for St. John's.
Yeah, well, absolutely, man. That's amazing. What about with things in flux right now, Jameson, you know, and stuff kind of up in the air, what's the plan? What have you been working on, you know, during your summer vacation? I'm guessing you probably didn't even get a vacation, but the transition from spring sports, which went relatively well, to fall sports, which are kind of like, okay, what's going to happen here? What's the preparation been like for you?
Yeah, there hasn't been too much time off, but, you know, that's a part of it. You know, the spring sports, like I said, went deep into the season, postseason, and winning a few state championships. So we went all the way to July 1st this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fall sports started with football, over a week or so ago here now. So, you know, what we've done is, you know, starting today where everyone's wearing masks again inside the buildings here. You know, we've implemented COVID testing for all of our fall student athletes and coaches when they return. So in order to be able to come out and practice or try out on day one for the fall season, we needed our student athletes and coaches to provide us with a negative COVID test. We've been able to have a few testing dates here at school. So the majority of our coaches and student athletes have done that testing here. But if they were not able to make that, then they'd have to go outside to get an external PCR test to be able to send that to us before, like I said, before they started up. So we're going to continue with that, with the testing, weekly testing, throughout the beginning portion of the fall season here with all of our fall student athletes and coaches, you know, to ensure the health and safety of all that are involved to give us the ability to, you know, to continue on in the fall season and into the school year. You know, those kind of things that obviously, you know, prior to COVID, we didn't have these
right.
things. It was just our normal medical clearance paperwork that you turn into the nurse's office and you get cleared that way. So that's still, of course, a part of it. But on top of that, we're taking these, you know, the COVID testing and doing those kind of things. And adding that layer as well.
Well, I'm knocking on wood and crossing my fingers and buying a rabbit's foot for all that stuff. What about now fans in the stands? You have a very active live streaming platform. Will there be fans in the stands as of right now in terms of football or fall sports?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a scrimmage, football scrimmage, on Saturday here. Pinkerton Academy came for a varsity JV scrimmage on our, you know, in the stadium on Glatz Field, and then the field right up above, we had the freshman team scrimmaging Pinkerton as well at the same time. So, you know, we had a few hundred people in here, and we're planning on having fans in the stands, you know, like we normally would, you know,
great.
Prior to COVID. You know, selling tickets, those kind of things once the regular season starts up. You know, of course, we'll continue to do the live streaming like we've done in the past as well. So
excellent.
Yep.
Way cool. All right. Well, that's exciting. And finally, James, I'm just want to, you know, you have so many sports going on. Are there new staff for the fall sports?
Yeah. I mean, we've hired a few new coaching members, some within the staff, some outside of it. But you know, it's similar to year with, you know, a natural turnover with losing a few coaches for whatever the reason may be. But, you know, we haven't, you know, added any new sports or anything like that for the fall time. But, you know, we have our football, soccer, cross country. We have water polo. You know, we have crew, mountain biking, golf. So we have those seven going on during the fall time here. We're actually starting our middle school program starts tomorrow. A bunch of teams and programs will start up at that level as well. So. You know, we're looking forward to get them going too here in another day.
That is tremendous. Anything else you want to mention for the upcoming season, or anything else about St. John's Prep Athletics?
Yeah, no. Like I said, it's, you know, it's a lot of has gone into it, and we're in a good spot here heading into the fall season, and you know, going through tryouts and preseason camps, and you know, getting teams up and going within the first couple of weeks it's a lot of. A lot goes into it, so you know, everyone that's on board and is, you know, a part of our team here is doing a great job. You know, they come in and do, you know, outstanding work for us each and every day. So I'm very appreciative of that and of everything that they put into it. So you know, we're, you know, the future's bright. We're extremely excited about our teams and programs this fall and beyond. So we're definitely looking forward to it and to being able to get out there and get back to kind of a regular, normal regular season routine and schedule here once we get started up with some games in the next week or so. And, you know, into postseason play and into the seasons that, you know, that follow. So we're excited to get going.
St. John's Prep Athletic Director Jamison Pelkey with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.